Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97. Want to take it open lines, 248-539-9797. Hey, look, so I want to replay the Julian Edelman thing. He says something in there that I'm like, what are you talking about? Julian Edelman hasn't seen the Lions get it done in a gotta have it playoff moment. And I'm like, every playoff game, every single one is gotta have it. They're all do or die, right?
Was it a blowout against the Rams? Or did they need gotta have it, gotta have that last play, that pass to St. Brown that Goff was able to connect on?
Yeah. Now, look, is Julian Edelman bringing something to the table that maybe we haven't thought about enough, and that's how the playoffs are a different animal? Yeah. Yeah, I think he is. I think this regular season success, we should not confuse it. That it means they're going to plow through the postseason as well.
I don't think anybody's thought that. I think everybody understands that the playoffs are a total different animal.
I'm not sure, but I'm speaking for fans out there. I think some fans think they're just going to roll. And hell, Adam Schein thinks they're going to roll. Can we play the Edelman thing? This was Julian Edelman on Fox Sports on whether or not the Lions are the overwhelming favorite. Okay. His exact wording was, win a game that's a gotta-have-it type game. I haven't seen him go in the playoffs, and win a game that's a gotta-have-it type game. Every playoff game's a gotta-have-it type game. They won two of them. They won two gotta-have-it type games when they beat the Rams and they beat Tampa. Because if they didn't win those games, their season was over. That's a gotta-have-it type game. He is only apparently calling the Niners game a gotta-have-it type game. So I disagree with that as a premise. But when he talks about how different the playoffs are, it brings me to that point from yesterday's show that's a little scary. Because we've said it a bunch, how you want to check every box. You want to prove everything during the regular season so you feel really, really good going into the postseason. But in the last 15 years, the 10 and 11 win teams at this point of the season, the dominant teams like Detroit appears to be this year, that have not only won 10 or 11 games, but have done it by wide margins. And the Lions, this is the largest margin of victory in the NFL. And it is on par with some great teams. Lions' margin of victory in this 10-1 start is 18.1 points. That is healthy, very healthy. The 2007 Patriots were 11-0 with a 21.5-point margin of victory. The 2019 Patriots were 10-1 with an 18.6-point margin of victory. The 2019 San Francisco 49ers were 10-1 with a 17.2 average margin of victory. All comparable to this Lions team. None of those teams won the Super Bowl. None of them did. And so that's the thing that is sort of the sobering. No matter what they've done now, doesn't matter come the postseason. Yeah, the postseason is unforgiving.
The postseason is a total different animal. There's no question about it. And last year, they were 30 minutes away from finding out what it would be like to play Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
But we didn't. They didn't get it done. It's that's what next season's for. Go up and do the same thing. We've seen this before. A Lions team that Barry Sanders was the greatest running back in NFL history, right? But they get to the playoffs, go to play in Green Bay, and he doesn't even get 10 yards rushing or whatever it was. So we know playoffs are different. Everything is, the stakes are you up the ante big time. Here's what could be different about it this year, even though I still agree that the playoffs are different. If the Lions get the number one seed, every game is played in Detroit. Mm-hmm. That's massive if they're able to have that advantage. We all know this. Also, getting a bye week would be huge for a team that is already licking its wounds right now. We're just barely past the halfway mark, and they've been licking their wounds since day one with this team, with players that have gotten hurt. So there are things that go their way that maybe you throw in the mix that you're not thinking about right now, if you're Julian Edelman.
Well, Edelman was on one of those teams that was dominating that didn't win the Super Bowl. And if his argument is Patrick Mahomes has more experience than Jared Goff in the postseason, he does.
But it's not like Goff doesn't have any. He's 4-4 in his career in the playoffs. Last year was 2-1, completed 69% of his passes in the playoffs, 4 touchdowns and no interceptions. So, I mean, Jared Goff can play at a high level. We know this. We've seen it. Even in the NFC Championship game, played well. You know, had a couple drop passes that really burned him. A bad exchange with a running back really burned him.
I think Edelman's argument is, yeah, in the playoffs, it's always got to have it because it's win or go home. But I don't care what anyone says. The further you go along, there's more pressure and there's more spotlight and there's more media. And that's why the Super Bowl is a different animal than a conference championship game or a divisional playoff game. And so I think what he was trying to say is, until someone dethrones the king, I consider them the favorite and not, you know, the guy coming after the crown, right? Because as much as the Lions are on a roll right now and everyone's loving them, we played the cut earlier where they're picking them to win every game, they haven't done it yet.
Nope.
You know? And so the people that are skeptical, like Julian Edelman, are saying, until they do it, I got to go with the guy who's still on top.
I mean, I love their chances here, but there's a long way to go, and he's right. And the playoffs are unforgiving. Like I heard Tom Milliken talk about this morning. You don't get multiple chances in the playoffs. Every game's one and done, and you have a bad day, something goes wrong person gets hurt, somebody else catches fire, and suddenly your incredibly strong resume doesn't matter, and it's over. And it's a scary reality, but it's just the way it is. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Jay in Detroit. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Jay.
What up, though, gentlemen? How you doing?
Well, good, right. Jay.
Good. Man, the only thing I hate about Edelman's argument, and I'm not saying he's wrong, but the whole they haven't done it discussion, I mean, there's only 4 starting quarterbacks in the NFL that have won a Super Bowl, and only two that have done it since 2012. So most of the league hasn't done it. I feel like as an analyst, it can be a lazy excuse that you can't really take credit away from. I think he compares Patrick Mahomes to Tom Brady, and because he was with Brady, he feels like, hey, till this guy loses, you know, I'm always going to pick him. But I think it's fair to look at what's been done up to this point, and it's about how you want to frame your discussion. Just like you said a second ago, Doug, about the teams that had the same winning margin and didn't win the Super Bowl. But I think all 3 of them went to the Super Bowl. So you can, you know, you can frame it like, hey, everybody that's been in our position has at least made it to the Super Bowl. Or you could say, hey, none of these teams won the Super Bowl. It's the same fact. It's just about how it's framed. And I feel like Edelman's framing it in a way where it's just kind of safe to just say, hey, I'm going to take the guy that's done it.
No, you're right. You're 100% right, Jay. It is safe. It's like Ric Flair used to say, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I think that's what Edelman's basically saying. Until you beat Patrick Mahomes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You haven't beaten them.
Well, here's what's interesting, Jay, is that of the three teams I mentioned that are on par with the Lions in the last 15 years in terms of winning and by the margins that they are, the only team that didn't go to the Super Bowl was Edelman's 2019 Patriot team. They lost in the wild card round. And Edelman was on that team.
Yeah, and like I said, so the way, and I'm not, it's not a knock on you because I love you guys. The way you framed it was, oh, well, you know, none of these teams won the Super Bowl, and it sounded negative, but I was just saying you could take the same fact and just make it more, hey, two of the three teams that are in the position we are made it to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's a more positive state. It's just about the way it's framed. Yeah, I just feel like he's framing it real safe. And that's just kind of how most stats are.
Hey, thank you for the phone call. 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.